Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 30th of June, Stumbling Because of Disobedience. A notable cause of despising others, leading to weariness and depression, is holding on to offences. In this regard, deliverance from offence is essential to our establishment as a worthy house and to our connection as part of the travailing bride of Christ. Addressing the subject of offences, Jesus said, "Woe to the world because of offences, for offences must come, but woe to that man by whom the offence comes." Offences are the evidence of the mystery of iniquity at work in our heart, in our marriage, in our house, and in the church. Agur, the son of Yake, described iniquity as being one of four mysteries that are impossible to understand through reason, identifying it as the way of a serpent on a rock. We know, of course, that Christ is the rock. The Apostle Peter directed us to come to Christ, the living stone. He then explained that to those who believe, Christ is precious. However, to those who are disobedient, he is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offence. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. We see that the mystery of iniquity is revealed by stumbling and offences because we are disobedient to the word of Christ the King, who has finished the works that belong to our obedience. We must all give heed to this matter, for the temptation of offence is common to all people. Meekness is both the antidote for and defence against offence. The Holy Spirit enables meekness as he assists us in obtaining self-knowledge and helps us to bypass the law of our mind. The law of our mind is bypassed by praying in the Holy Spirit. Prayer by the Holy Spirit is our access to the fellowship and dialogue that belongs to Yahweh. This is to be the culture of conversation and conduct that belongs in our marriage and in our house and in the fellowship of the church. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 18 verse 7, Proverbs 30 verse 19, and 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 4 and 8. For further study, Isaiah chapter 28.